Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, The Fame of Solomon Concerning the Name of the Lord. It was the Lord who blessed Solomon's life. Solomon was a man who was used of the Lord, and the Lord exalted him because of Solomon's prayer. But there was a promise that was given concerning Solomon before he was born. The Lord had a plan for this man's life. His prayer was that he did not ask prayer or blessings for himself. I went through in my Bible and circled the number of times when he was looking for the interest of God. In the third chapter of 1 Kings, starting at verse 6, Solomon was concerned about what the Lord had said in the past. And remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, what is faith? You rest on what God has said. You're placing all your hope on what God has said. There is no other out. You place everything on what God has said. Notice what Solomon said in verse 6 of 1 Kings 3. And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as is this day. Verse 7. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king. Then verse 8. Thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen. Verse 9. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the scriptures tell us in verse 11, And God said to him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches of thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. The Lord tells him, because you didn't ask for certain things, your heart revealed, or your requests revealed where your heart really was. The things that, if you were told today, ask what you can or what you will of the Lord. You have the freedom now to ask of the Lord anything you wish. What would you ask for? Just as the Lord said, Solomon, you didn't ask for the life of your enemies. You didn't ask for long life. You didn't ask for riches. Because you didn't ask for these things, I'm going to give you that which you did ask for, and in addition, I am going to give you those things that you didn't ask for. See, the Lord knows human nature, and he made Solomon a famous man. It was the work of God that blessed Solomon, and Solomon chose his own path after that. The first thing it said in 1 Kings chapter 3 that he made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about. So he started off with a bad mix. But the grace of God, that's a big place. That'll handle any problem we'll ever face, but we don't presume upon the grace of God. You do not do so. That's when the space gets small. That's the only thing that I can think of that will fill up the space that God gives, and that is presumption upon the grace of God. Presuming upon the grace of God will just eat up that space. See, but for grace, you have enough space to, and the Lord gives you enough strength to handle the task. But when you presume upon his grace, the strength is gone, the security, the blessings, all of that seems to disappear. So as time went on, Solomon still, of course, was very famous, and the Queen of Sheba comes to visit Solomon. In verse 1 of chapter 10, when the Queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him, Solomon, with hard questions. She brought gold and spices to Solomon, and she brought those hard questions, and he answered them. And she replied, Behold, the half of it was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. It was the Lord who did this. It was the Lord who gave him the wisdom and blessed, as only God can. The blessings of the Lord concerning the name of the Lord, the fame of a man, reside in the grace and the goodness of God. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.